This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose.
There it is. You didn't stumble.
I didn't stumble. No stumble.
I stumbled up.
So we're going to do a little national Facebook news. It's that time. So
let's get to it. I'm pumped.
So here we go. National.
Today's headlines.
And there it is. Let's do it one more time. Ready? National.
Facebook.
News.
Today's headlines.
That's the way it works.
Tell you what.
Hey, man. National we got this under control. I tell you what, though. I do want to say this. Professor D has done a tremendous job with all these new little clips we got going. I love them. I love all the new clips.
So, he says, and it says, as long as you get it to him by no later than 11 o'clock Friday night, he's good.
He's good.
Or Thursday at 4.
Thursday at 4.
Saturday at 4. Whichever.
So, National.
6, 5, 4:45.
Sure. Just send it to him as long as it's there.
There it is.
So, National Facebook News is back. Back from the holidays, the New Year's. All that's behind us now. But I will say that all that was pretty visible all over Facebook. Everybody posting their pictures and look at us and little selfies.
My fireplace is better than yours.
Yes. Look, yeah, I know. And then all the people that were out of town and look at me taking pictures of the fireworks from the balcony 17 and a half miles away from where it's going. But there were a lot of cool pictures. There were a lot of cool videos. I was a little disappointed, though, in one thing. A little disappointed in one thing. I couldn't even see any fireworks from my balcony because I tried to do the same thing.
You got
to
open your eyes.
We saw fireworks from our balcony.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
You can only see the right side of the horizon.
But the one thing that really upset me is old Mike Peters.
Mikey P.
Oh, Mikey P. The winner of the GRE FFL.
Yes.
He won.
He did win.
Hands down, the man, the winner.
He beat the Rosebuds?
He beat me.
He beat
the insurance I was number two in here.
Yeah. Anyways, he didn't change his picture.
I just want to say that Tim Rose.
He had the best record, though.
He had the best record, but in the final standings.
He was like number four.
He was like fourth. Well, he did terribly in the playoffs.
So he did like Kentucky?
Pretty much. Just fold.
He was like 10-3 in the
for almost
the
as bad as Florida, right?
Almost. Not near as bad.
Well, the winner of the GRE FFL did not post any
No, but I'll tell you what he did post. He posted... I saw it.
No, you go ahead and tell it, but I saw it, and I about died when I saw it. Yeah.
So he posted the picture of the Dos Equis guy, you know, and it says...
what is it?
Wait a minute. The who?
Dos Equis. You know that commercial?
Dos Equis?
The guy, you know, the most interesting guy in the world.
Yeah, the most interesting.
So he goes... Yeah. He goes, I don't always play fantasy football, but when I do, I win the championship.
Yeah. he did another one, too. Gosh, it was just night or two ago that you commented on. It was hilarious. You were like, really, dude?
Yeah, he was
really?
I can't wait to Netflix and chill with my bae.
Oh, that's really?
Come on, man.
So that was a big topic of conversation because I explained to everybody what Netflix and chill means.
I don't think he knows that.
I don't think he understands.
I think he thinks it's, you know, literally.
Literally, yeah. So
of course, I did too until this past weekend, apparently.
Yes.
I've been wrong the whole time.
When I explained it. He's always like, hey, man, you chill.
Yeah.
No, that's not chilling.
So, that's not what it means.
So after Jim learned it and then he put it on Facebook, he comes back. He goes, really, dude? Really? Come on, man. You're going to put that on Facebook with your bae? And then that other guy says something about, they were busting on him pretty good. But I did see a pretty good right-wing picture that came across Facebook that was posted, and I wanted to tell you.
It was a right-wing because you could only see it with your right eye.
That's right. My left eye. It's diagonal. So I want you guys to picture this. There are two guys standing on a street corner. Okay? One guy is holding up a sign that reads, gun sellers are accomplices of crimes. Okay? Then there's a guy.
Of course they are.
Then there's a guy right beside him. Right? He's holding up a sign that reads, spoons made me fat.
I like that.
Nice to see 2016 kicking off the right way. So.
That's it, man.
Yeah, it was. I like that. It was pretty good. But my first story I got up for today is I've been seeing this several times coming across the news feeds, but it's titled "Muslim Pranksters Pretend to Throw Bombs. Find out stupid has a price tag." So
generally does.
Have y'all seen?
Yeah, I've seen the Muslim video. Pranksters. Yeah.
So you know, in case anybody hadn't seen them, here's the description. This is how it rolls. They walk up dressed in the Muslim garb. You know, they got their backpack on them, and they're walking up, and they're trying to find people who are sitting on a street corner or sitting on a bench, and, you know, they're kind of isolated from everybody, and they walk up, and then they literally start, you know, praying right there in the middle of the street, wherever they're at, and they're, oh, you know, they're going through all their things, and all of a sudden they take the backpack, and they throw it down, and they run. Okay? First of all, Let's talk about with the recent news, okay? How not only stupid it is, but not funny. It's not. I know I'm laughing, but it's just not funny. It's a terrible joke to play on people.
It's terrible, but it's funny if you're not the one having the joke played on you.
Well, one of the ones that I saw was the fake Muslim guy was walking on the sidewalk. And he comes up to a red light, and there's two cars sitting at the red light waiting to go. So he starts doing the little prayer thing. He takes the backpack off and then throws it into the window of the car and takes off running.
And all of a sudden, you see these people. They literally panic. I mean, they panic. Oh, yeah, I mean, I would be panicking too, right?
They run.
So here's the best part of this story right here, okay? Because, A, it's very stupid, and it's just not funny. Because we live.
It's too soon.
It's way too soon. Okay. Way too soon. So, anyways, he walks up. He's in a park. The guy's sitting on a bench. He walks up. He does his thing. Oh, you know, he's screaming. All of a sudden, he takes his backpack and he throws it right at the bench. This guy pulls out a gun and shoots him.
I was just sitting here thinking that's got to happen at some point.
The guy pulls out a gun, shoots him, and found out.
Was that videoed too?
Yes, it was videoed. Yes, it was. And all of a sudden, you hear the guy video running over to him. Dude, it's a joke. It's a joke, you know. Shoots him. And all I could think was, good job. Good job.
Now, that's funny. More videos.
Now, that is funny.
Now, the guy that got shot, was he? How bad was he hurt?
I don't know. I was too busy laughing.
I think he was shot.
So, you want to talk about funny. That's when you laugh. When you take somebody that.
I remember the first time seeing one of those pranks, and I'm like, you know, how are these guys not get, you know, chased or shot or beaten down? I mean, it's just too, it's over the line,
it's,
man.
It's way over the line. It's something that we would do on GRE.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
I don't know, dude.
So, anyways.
Only in a gun-free zone.
If you want to get shot, just pretend to be a Muslim bomber.
Come
into
on,
the Jalas.
Really?
Oh, anyways, so the next...
Jalas.
I'm very happy they shot the guy. I hope he's wounded for a long time. Stupid.
He got shot in the stomach. I think he's going to be okay.
So the next door we have up is...
may have to wipe from the front for a while.
Hey, we'll be friends with y'all. So, the next story up is city councilman suddenly flees after being pulled over by border patrol. And then...
Do you not have his paperwork?
Agents soon find out why. So, we got a Crystal City Council member, Marco Rodriguez, in Texas, was allegedly transporting three illegal immigrants from the border to San Antonio when he was stopped by authorities. He reportedly talked with the officer for a quick couple minutes and then took off. Just took off running. The Border Patrol eventually caught up to Rodriguez and reportedly found that the three illegal immigrants with him, that he was being hired to transport them, while adding that he was being paid $500 and $1,400 to do the same at least twice before.
And this is a councilman.
So he was arrested. 36-year-old Rodriguez was arrested and is due in federal court Thursday on human smuggling charges. Wow.
Dang.
That's going to be bad. He is currently in the custody at a federal detention center. He is the second Crystal City official in as many weeks to have been arrested. Last week, James Jonas who serves as city manager, city attorney, and city lobbyist, was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a woman as she was going into a city council meeting. So they have a lot going on down there in Crystal City. But though,
it must be close to the border.
It's very close to the border. But here's the thing that amazes me. We have a national debate going on right now with our borders and illegal immigrants and what we should do about it. And we have people who are elected officials in our country who are breaking the law.
Yep.
And that is where we're at all the way up the food chain. And that is the kind of mentality that has put us in the situation we're in, where people, they don't care. They don't care about illegal immigrants crossing the border. They don't care. They just go get them. They're taking money for them. Yeah, I'd be ashamed of himself. I hope they give him a nice long sentence for what he's doing, because I don't think people realize the severity of the situation. When his number one priority should be helping to secure Crystal City borders.
Well, and the thing about it is a lot of these people that are elected officials. You know, I don't know his place of origin. I don't know if he was born in Mexico or born here. I have no idea. But you have to be very careful of their intentions, you know, and look at their record. And I mean, you have to really scrutinize. I know on those lower levels like that, you don't get a lot of that attention, and you just kind of voting for who's on the card or who you think is going to do the best job. But you know, people's intentions that are now becoming, and even in higher positions now, that are being elected, you know, into some of these higher Supreme Court positions and White House positions and stuff like that, don't have our country's best interest at heart. They have their best interest.
Well, you know, here's what's kind of funny, and I was talking to Aaron about this yesterday. Is you have these. these haven cities like San Francisco, where they don't follow the law as far as deporting and stuff like that. But then you have other places that do follow the law, and you have different rules and laws that are enforced or aren't enforced. And the fact is we go in and, you know, as police, they're trying to enforce laws, they're trying to enforce different things, but yeah, you have states, you have municipalities that aren't enforcing federal law and aren't abiding by it, and there is no consequences. What is being shown to our people, to our students, to our kids? It's like, oh well, some of the laws are enforceable, some of them aren't. So what are what's the purpose of having the law if a place is not going to enforce it, and there's not going to be any consequences for not enforcing it? You know, how can you go and justify saying, well, we're enforcing this law because it's law, but we're not going to enforce this law because it's a law that we don't agree with? But you have other places that will enforce the law because they do agree with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. It's amazing. It's frustrating, but also at the same time, it goes all the way up the line. And I have a friend of mine who says this all the time. It's all about the leader. It's all about the leader.
We want to bang guns.
Guess who our leader is? And it stems from the top down.
Well, you know, we want to bang guns, and we say, oh well, you know, we can't trust our guns in the hands of the American public, and you know, but yet we're going to run fast and furious. Just saying.
Yeah, you talk about upholding the law, and I'm going to kind of go into this. You talk about Facebook real quick. There was somebody had posted, I don't know if this is in South America somewhere, but anyway, it's a video of a man that's obviously intoxicated with a machete. Okay, he's got these the police around him, and they're just all kind of standing there watching him. And he's violently swinging this thing around, you know, against the concrete. And you got this, looks like a civilian with a jacket who's trying to go up to him and hold the jacket up to try to stop him or whatever. And the guy is just, you know, swinging violently at everybody and even kind of going towards the police with this machete. I mean, just, and this goes on for minutes and minutes and minutes. And, finally they, they finally tackle the guy, and after several minutes, and you know, you get all these comments on here. Oh, good job! And you know, if that would have been here, they would have just shot him.
Oh,
and,
I was going to say, why don't you just shoot him?
You know, that's what,
just shoot the guy.
And you know, and they're just talking about how, oh, you know, if that was the police over here, they would just shot. You know, just
what
talking
you get
about
for bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, come right.
Talking about that, and you know, and I'm going through, and I just couldn't not say anything. I mean, within the first minute, they should have tased this guy. I mean, drop him.
Listen, shoot people in the leg, okay? You can wound them. You don't have to just shoot to kill. But the guy's got a machete. Shoot him in his toe.
So
I'm going to drop it.
So here is the better scenario. If you're the police, the better scenario is, you know, let's just let him get his frustrations out, you know. Well, what if he's swinging, and he's swinging this thing violently. This thing's, and he's drunk, and this thing slips out of his hand and hits somebody and injures him. You know, now they're going to be blaming the police for not doing anything. Oh, yeah. You know, so, you know, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. And I kind of went back and forth with someone on this. And
do you want to call him out?
Come to find out.
Yeah.
He's a Black Lives Matter supporter. And was saying that, you know, if that would have been here, they would have just shot him, and if he would have been a black man, they would have killed him here, just give him a reason to shoot him, and you know, just kind of going on and going on about this. And
did anybody at any point say, "Hey, I wonder why that guy was swinging around a machete"? Does anybody ever care about that part?
What does it matter?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but that's the whole point. He was standing there doing something wrong with a lethal weapon that could hurt somebody. I don't care what,
right?
I don't care what the outcome is, as long as he's not able to do that. He put himself in that position. Shoot him.
He did. I mean, and like I said, I told the person, I said, you know, and like I said, I told him, you know, if a thing would have slipped out of his hand and hit somebody, they would have blamed the police for not doing anything sooner. And that if I told him, if you think the police are here are so bad, then go to these other countries.
Oh, yes.
Please, just go. See how much better it is. And
go to China.
Oh yeah, go to China.
Go to China.
Go to China.
And this,
and
this
steal
is
something.
This is what he said. First of all, this man is still living because of the way it was handled. Secondly, many instances here in the States, the slain person were not at all criminals.
That's inaccurate.
That's inaccurate. Thirdly, many of the young black men were not armed but slain. You know, and so, you know, it's kind of going on. And so I went and found him some statistics from the Department of Justice, and posted this for him. And this is a compilation of 2012 and 2013. Okay, so, and this is about the race of victims and who committed the violence towards that person. So there were 955,800. Violent crimes against blacks in 2012 and 2013.
Wow.
Okay. Which was, well, there's 4 million against whites. So 62.2% of those violent crimes were committed by other blacks and 10% by whites. So 10% smaller than that is what you would have to include. Obviously, they're saying white officers. So My whole thing to him was I think your attention is a little misdirected to where what it should be looking at. And you know what his response was? Anybody want to guess?
Called you a name?
Nope.
I don't care?
Absolutely nothing. No response.
Yeah, people can't argue with logic. Well, they can, but
no response whatsoever. So, anyway, that's my little rant for you.
So, national Facebook news. That was good. We still need to do that. Okay. I had to talk about, I had to go through a class this week that I just couldn't continue, and it was on harassment. Okay. So I wanted to talk about
harassment.
You couldn't continue.
I couldn't continue.
They threw you out of the class?
It was terrible. Like, no, it's an online course, but it takes like 4 hours, and I just couldn't do it. So I just, I was going through this class, and all I kept
good
thinking
touch,
about,
bad touch.
All I kept thinking about was the sensitivity level of our country, and how we are about things, and how stupid we are about things, and the whole time I just kept making me angry and angry and angry. So I just said, to hell with this.
Anyways, so now Dave's going to be like, oh, that's a good touch.
Go ahead. Let's take a break. We'll talk about it real quick and come back.
All right. We'll take a quick.
Somebody bad touched his eye over the weekend.
America.
And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll be right back.
In America.
In America.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.